Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM and welcome to the 5 o'clock hour. Greg Likens filling in for Mark Hochman alongside Channing Crowder. Alex Salam on the other side of the glass. We're taking up until 6 o'clock. That's when Kevin Rogers will take over, as I'm sure he's got plenty to discuss in terms of what's going on with all of this activity in free agency, both in the NBA and the NHL. You just heard Solana mention the Panthers have been active today as well. But today is really a celebration. I mean, Jimmy Butler's great and all, and we're going to talk about Jimmy Butler for days on end, I'm sure, as time goes on, and we will continue to do so on this very show. But Channing, I cannot highlight enough what it means to see Hassan Whiteside and his $27-plus million contract traded to the Portland Trail Blazers. I don't care what they got in return. Today is a celebration. I actually think they got a couple of decent players in Myers Leonard and Mo Harkless, but my goodness, Pat Riley pulled off the unthinkable. I didn't think he could pull off getting a player the caliber of Jimmy Butler with no cap room whatsoever. Did that, we think, last night, assuming everything goes through. And then now the Whiteside deal. This Whiteside deal. Like, I'm still, like, we were all pumped up 3 hours ago when we started the show. Like, as it's now sinking in even more, I mean, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal day for South Florida sports fans.
To work the numbers out and work the money out to be able to bring Jimmy Butler in. Jimmy Butler's getting paid. Like, we're not stealing Jimmy Butler. We're paying him top dollar to bring him in. To move that Hassan, like a Hassan Whiteside, sound like Shannon Sharp, to move that Hassan Whiteside money, I thought it was impossible. To what you just said, who is going to take Hassan Whiteside at $27 million? Nobody wants him. He doesn't even start for the Heat. There are rookies starting over him. At Bam, I like Bam on the court over him. Nobody's paying $27 million for him. Riley found a way. He was on the market now. What was it, a year? They were trying to trade him for it.
What I read from Barry Jackson, they've been trying to trade him for a year and a half.
18 months. Riley finally got it done. That was the part of it. Like I say, I'm excited about Jimmy Butler. I think he is a piece of a championship team. Crazy defender. Good player. You know, not top-notch, all-star, Hall of Fame guy, but I think he's a really good player. But moving Whiteside off of this team, the headache, the bitching, the dumb videos, the little sub, you know, the sub-tweeting silly stuff, talking about he's going to start shooting threes and all these headaches. Just moving that headache off the team is worth it. And we brought in the people that don't know, Myers Leonard is 7'1". So we brought in the big boy. You have Mo Harkless, who's a small forward, but he's decent, 10-3-1. Like, these aren't stars coming back, but they're less money for two guys over one guy that Eric Spoelstra didn't even want to play. He was being forced to play Whiteside. That's what I'm most excited about. I hope we don't even see Whiteside during the season. I don't even want to watch him on a basketball court.
You want to see when the Portland Trailblazers have their one trip to South Florida that he just stays in Portland.
Stay there.
Yeah.
They might just leave him there. Come on now. They were a good team last year. You don't think Whiteside can go out there and mess up some continuity and mess up the rotation? They might just tell Whiteside, hey, we'll pay you. Just stay home. We have zoos and stuff in Portland. We'll go to the zoo and hang out.
Well, and one of the after effects of Whiteside signed or being traded to Portland is that Enes Kanter, the center who ended up with Portland at the tail end of last season and was filling in for Yusuf Nurkic in the playoffs and actually played pretty well, he is reportedly signed with the Boston Celtics. So he's now moving on from Portland, going to the Boston Celtics. They decided they wanted Whiteside over him. That would be the indication to me that I got to go somewhere else too, right? Like, if they're like, you know what, we're prioritizing things in free agency, we'll take Whiteside over you. I'd be like, all right, yeah, I'm going to the other side of the country myself. But, you know, you were making fun of Whiteside earlier because of the Instagram post that he made. So people who don't know, that like immediately after this was announced, he went on Instagram. And I didn't actually see it. I just heard the audio of it. Him just saying, "Oh, we got shooters, man. We got shooters." And you're like, you're in a high voice. I don't, like,
yeah.
As immature as ever,
yes.
Right? Like, he was probably talking to his pet fish while doing mm-hmm. so, right?
He probably hangs out with fifth graders.
It seems
they can all do the same thing and talk about Pokemon and all that stuff.
Right. So he's just talking about shooters, shooters, shooters. I know some Heat fans probably take it personally, but oh, he's claiming we don't have shooters and the Portland Trailblazers do. I didn't take it that way. I think he's just excited he's going to Portland where they have shooters. But I don't know why he's so excited. Because as we pointed out earlier, for those who haven't looked up his career statistics, Hassan Whiteside may have shooters who could help spread the floor, but if they pass it to him, the odds are he's not passing back. Because over the course of his entire NBA career, he has averaged, per game, 0.6 assists. Not even one assist per game. Like, he's had one season where he got to one assist per game, and that's his career high. But for his career, he has averaged 0.6 assists per game. So he's got shooters available to him. But everybody knows that once they throw it to him in the post, that's a black hole. Like, you're not getting it back.
And the continuity and the offensive scheme, does he play in a scheme, or if he's on the court, you have to do a little pick and roll with him? Because he's limited on the offensive side of the ball as well. So he's not passing it out. He's not a crafty inside player.
We got some breaking news.
What we got?
Okay, so Adrian Wojnarowski has tweeted within the last 3 minutes, Jimmy Butler deal is complete with the Heat. With the Clippers added as a fourth team. In a trade that includes Philadelphia and Portland, league sources tell Zach Lowe and me, Mo Harkless is on his way to the Clippers in this deal, league sources tell ESPN. But I have not seen the other parts of this. He's got two recent tweets. One was 41 seconds ago. That's the Mo Harkless trade. But Adrian Wojnarowski says the Jimmy Butler deal is complete with the Heat. Clippers are the fourth team. So it'll be the Clippers, the Trailblazers, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Miami Heat. And we're still waiting information here. Solana, what else are you seeing on this?
I'm not seeing anything, but I'm just going to make a wild guess here. Goran Dragic is headed to the LA Clippers.
It would seem that way, right?
They were one of the only three teams that had enough money to bring in Dragic. We were speaking about him earlier.
But it's weird, right? Because they did sign Patrick Beverley as well. So he may be on the move as well.
Right. So Zach Lowe says, still gathering details. It's a complex four-team transaction, sources tell Woj and I. I think he meant me, but you get the point.
Mo Harkless. Mo Harkless is on his way to the Clippers.
Yes. So Mo Harkless on his way to Clippers. So, you know, that Mo Harkless era with the Miami Heat, I think he may deserve a statue or getting his
retirement. Oh, retirement. Yeah, put a jersey up in the old boy Harkless.
Mo Harkless's tenure with the Heat lasted just about as long as Bull Bowles. Right? Like,
it was right about the same
range. Just about the same amount of time. So, okay. This is interesting, but it's also actually quite exciting because now I don't feel like we have to provide the caveat that, hey, once the deal gets done, they got to find another team. The Heat have managed to get Jimmy Butler and also lure in two other teams to the equation other than just the Philadelphia 76ers. And according to the report, it's the Clippers and the Portland Trailblazers. So whenever we find out the rest of the details of this, we will certainly pass it along. But I think this should be settling for everybody. Woj has just tweeted 44 seconds ago, Miami is also sending a future first-round pick to the Clippers, league sources tell ESPN. So we don't have the full details yet, but we're getting literal little tidbits every few minutes here from Adrian Wojnarowski.
What is it, a 2028 first-rounder?
I don't know. Well, they weren't allowed. I read last night, since they traded their 2021 first-round pick, they're not allowed to trade their 2020 first-round pick. You're not allowed to trade first-round picks in successive years.
Oh, okay.
So
I think the first one they can trade is 2023, one they can trade.
To move on and make it work, you got to make the deal work. Now that you're doing the signing trade, don't they now have to – with trying to bring the Clippers in and drag people in, they have to up the ante a little bit, make it sweeter for them to get into the trade?
I would imagine so. Well, that's why, like, even last night, I was so confused at mixed reports about whether Goran Dragic was going to Dallas or whether it was Derek Jones Jr. and Kelly Olynyk. And then when all these reporters from Dallas were saying, this was agreed to, but now the Heat are saying they don't want to give up Derek Jones Jr. and all this stuff. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Something sounds off. It sounds like the Mavericks are feeding this information to you just to try to save some face because they may have messed up their end of the bargain. Because the other part of me said, the Heat aren't willing to do this deal after all the crap they've been through the last couple of years just because of Derek Jones Jr.? Like, nothing against him. But the other part that Solana and I talked about is that even that deal, the construction of it, Olynyk and Derek Jones Jr. to make this work, was $1.7 million short of having the proper amount of salary move from the Heat to the Mavericks. So that didn't make sense either, based on the reporting that was being
done. On the Heat's part, right? Like, why make these deals? Why move, especially somebody like Derrick Jones Jr., airplane mode, that the Heat actually really overvalue, and like the numbers wouldn't even work anyways. Yeah, that's right, Crowder. It's not just
airplane
a mode on your phone. I can report.
Oh, I like this music.
Plays his own music.
You like that? So we already knew this, but the Sixers, according to Woj, as of a couple seconds ago, the Sixers will for sure get Josh Richardson in the deal. Jimmy Butler is going to get his four-year, $142 million max.
Okay. So it's all coming together now.
Yeah.
Which we anticipated, but we just weren't sure the final product, what it would look like.
So can we celebrate now? Does this mean we can finally celebrate?
I think so.
We're getting Jimmy Buckets.
Hassan is gone and Jimmy Buckets is here.
Woo!
That's done. That's a celebration.
Oh, viva Pat Riley, right?
You got to give him some love.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I feel like this is that moment in Dumb and Dumber where he says, you couldn't do anything more stupid. And then you do something like this and totally redeem yourself. Way to go, Godfather. Woo!
That's it, baby.
Woo!
Get excited.
I'm jacked up.
What's a new team? What is really a new team?
What did you say earlier, Solana, about Whiteside? You were using some
Hassan Bafuera.
Yeah, you know what that means?
I think it means get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get lost.
You know what this means, right, Crowder?
Bafuera.
You know what this means.
Bafuera.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. We got some action today, Jack. And there's no fighting. We just got some action, baby.
We do got action.
I've never seen this in person. I've only heard it.
We don't really know exactly what it is. It's just a lot of play. He made a song up.
I do like the music.
We got some action.
And now we got these DJ effects in the background, too.
We got a little punching bag. He has different stuff. But this is, we're messing around, but this is awesome. This is a day of celebration for what this team's doing.
Woj has just tweeted, the Clippers get a future first-round pick to take on Mo Harkless, who is another starting level forward with significant playoff experience to surround, Kawhi Leonard.
To the Clippers.
Now, he's not saying Kawhi Leonard's going to the Clippers, but he's saying potentially. So that's the other piece of the major free agent puzzle that has yet to be put into place is Kawhi Leonard.
But if Dragic, can they pick up Dragic's money and bring in Kawhi?
I don't think they can.
Because that would be, that'd be $60 more million.
Right. So
it looks like Dragic is not going to the Clippers. I was wrong. It's also a little concerning that the Heat had to take back Mo Harkless in that trade to Portland, right, Greg? And then to get rid of him, they had to attach a first-round pick. So it's not like the Heat right now are the clear total winners of this trade, because losing a pick just to get Jimmy back is also it's not bad, but it's also a little concerning.
And it's also on brand for Pat Riley, though, right?
Like, I was
talking before,
say,
about he doesn't value draft picks.
And if you want to rebuild, like when the big three were getting together, you didn't care about the next first round draft picks for the next 3 or 4 years. You were rebuilding through free agency and rebuilding through, you know, proven players. So, hey, if we got to move him to make the bigger plan work, I think that's what it is. This is the bigger plan of move this first round and move Harkless, keep Leonard, maybe move Leonard, but we got Hassan off the books and we have a star here. So we got Jimmy, Hassan's off the books. That's 1A, 1B right now today.
Right, that's all that matters, and it should be celebrated with no questions asked. This is terrific news for the Miami Heat because, again, I keep bringing up this perspective, Channing. I was ready and almost resigned to the fact that we would enter the 2019-20 season with pretty much the exact same roster outside of them like getting rid of Ryan Anderson, right, and adding Tyler Hero. It's like, okay, so Tyler Hero comes in, Dwayne Wade's gone because he retired, and you get the exact same team. And it's going to be up to, you know, can Deion Waiters maybe turn things around? Is James Johnson going to be healthy? Is Hassan Whiteside or Bam Adebayo going to start? Like, what's going to happen there? Is all those same storylines? Can Dragic stay healthy? All of that, like, is Dragic then going to prevent, you know, Justice Winslow from playing point? Like, that's what we're going to talk about. But now, Whiteside and his, you know, pouting you-know-what out of town. We also have Jimmy Butler on a team, so you have a legitimate alpha player for the first time since LeBron was on the team with the Heat. I mean, they have reshaped things in a matter of just under 24 hours so drastically that not only am I really intrigued to see this team, But I actually feel optimistic about this season, that they will do a lot better than they did last year, and about the future, to your point, this being the first step in the process of many in which they ultimately return this franchise to the glory that we've become accustomed to. Now, glory, I don't know if they're going to win championships, but at least be in contention on an annual basis where you feel like they're relevant. Where, like you brought up earlier, like ESPN's talking about the Heat. Like, for an entire year outside of Dwayne Wade having a nice retirement story, nobody talked about the Heat nationally.
No.
They're relevant again.
Yes. They're relevant again. And if you look at what Toronto did, adding Kawhi, and then getting rid of DeMar DeRozan, and how you get a team that's good enough to go, you know, second round of the playoffs, and you make that one big move, and that puts you over the top. We were irrelevant until now. Now mm-hmm. you have a star. Now you can add pieces. If Tyler Hero becomes the shooter, the set shooter from behind the arc that we have, now you have a shooter. You have the alpha male in Jimmy. You still have a big guy to protect the rim. Like, you start looking at pieces, and then you add one more star, and that's when you set it off. The way Golden State did it is hard to do. Draft a bunch of good players, develop them, and they all, that is impossible. It's not, I can't say impossible. I just brought up a team that did it, but it's hard to do. That's what it is. And the people that are tweeting and texting saying, oh, now are we championship contenders? No, but you're working towards it. The first step in a process of becoming relevant again. That's what this is. We're not celebrating a championship in 2019-2020. We're celebrating getting out of irrelevance, getting out of having a bunch of 4 years, $60 million, $15 million per year guys on the team that are always going to get you at 500 every single season. This is moving towards something bigger and better, and that's what it is. The first step out of the Deion Waiters time, the JJ time, that little 3 or 4 years that we were sitting in and very upset on my end.
If I told you right now that next year's as it stands right now, okay, because obviously free agency's still open, but as it stands right now, if I told you a Miami Heat starting lineup this upcoming season will be Goran Dragic, Jimmy Butler, Justice Winslow, either Derek Jones Jr. or Kelly Olynyk, one of those two, and Bam Adebayo, I think the consensus would say that's a much more interesting team, much more exciting starting lineup than we've had in the past 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
And Barry Jackson just tweeted a few minutes ago, after conveying to Dragic camp very late last night that the Heat likely would need to move Dragic to complete the Butler trade, Miami ultimately did not need to after the Clippers agreed to take Harkless and the number one. Dragic pleased he has not been moved. Excellent turn of events for the Heat. So, I mean, like, I know we're all also just assuming Dragic would be gone. Like, Dragic, I know he's only signed for one more year, but, like, he's a very good point guard. Like, yeah. This works out really well for the Miami Heat. Like, I would venture to guess that giving up the future first-round pick to keep Dragic, even if it's just for one more year, like, they're going to be more competitive with him as their point guard alongside Jimmy Butler and whatever, you know, version of the lineup that they ultimately decide that Solana just mentioned there. This is going to be an exciting team. Like, I am legitimately excited to see what this team looks like. And I wasn't just about a day ago. I was not excited about this Heat season a day ago, and now we're excited about it.
And with Dragic, keeping him where he's the old vet, he can help out Tyler Hero, you know, become, you know, learn the point guard position. And I haven't seen the man shoot yet, but everything you're hearing, he's probably a better shooter from the outside than Dragic. So you have a switch up there at point guard too. This conversation that we're having now is what we weren't having in the past.
Right.
Talking about damn airplane mode, Solana. Nobody worry about no damn airplane mode. Now we have some names to talk about. Now we have some development, some working, some construction.
Well, we're going to keep the construction going after a quick timeout. Man, we had to go a little long there because all this news was developing, breaking at once, but the Jimmy Butler deal is officially done. Multiple reports, including from Adrian Wojnarowski himself. We'll talk more about it next here on QAM. Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens in for Mark Hochman alongside Channing Crowder. Alex Salon on the other side of the glass. As we are so excited about Jimmy Butler and this trade coming to fruition that we forgot to tell you it is the 5 o'clock hour, which is the Funky Buddha happy hour here.
Yes.
On the program, which I always get a little jealous/envious when I hear you and Hawk talking about this because I have to say, and sometimes when I'm driving, and it's not good to get the urge to drink a beer while you're driving necessarily. We always encourage people to be safe about these things. But then I hear you talk about, you know, Funky Buddha, and I'm like, man, I could use a cold one right now.
Oh, it's delicious, man. Actually, so I got Solana drinking the Hop Gun now. He loves it. Did you try the Hop Gun?
Crazy. So I mean, I've been listening to the show for so long, and I finally tried my Funky Buddha stuff. Crazy.
Damn delicious.
I had like six of them. I'm not even joking. I had six of them.
And they're coming out new. The El Camino. Now, I do Hop Gun. There's cases at my house. But the El Camino, they have a Cosmic Journey now. I love IPAs. And this week, you're talking about listening to the show. I was down in the Keys. I went dolphin fishing on Sunday with the family. And I go to the bar, and I'm just sitting there. And the guy, usually I can't. I'm a beer snob now. Funky Buddha got me snobbed. See, I'm a snob now. Guy comes up, and he listens to the show. Well, I didn't know at the time. He was like, hey, you want something to drink? I'm like, no, I'll take a sweet tea. He was like, we have Funky Buddha. I was like, really? And he knew from listening to the show, and I can't say no. Wow. It was a Hop Gun they had down there. I couldn't say no to a Hop Gun. I was like, looked at my wife because, you know, then she that means she has to drive. But when Funky Buddha's around, you know, I tell my wife, you got to make a sacrifice. And I can't say no to a Hop Gun. So I had about six to seven as well. And so then my wife had to drive back north. But, you know, she loves me.
Sounds like a successful Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught a bunch of dolphins. My son caught his first big one. And then we got six, seven Hop Guns and head back up to the house. We had a good time.
That is one good bartender, too, saying like, hey, Channy Crowder's here. We know what he drinks.
Think about that. He got six beers sold because of the fact that he knows how much I love Funky Buddha. It was gorgeous. Like you said, I don't want to sound too much of an alcoholic, but I do enjoy my Hop Gun. I do enjoy my IPA.
Well, I mean, rightfully so. I gotta admit, I was a little surprised. Solana just dropped it on us. He like had a whole six pack by himself.
Can't stop.
I mean, what happened was my brother, we had a barbecue. We always do on Sundays, and my brother was like, hey, pick up some IPAs. And what do you know?
I happened
to come around, and all Crowder does is tell me how great Funky Buddha is. Me and my brother literally killed a 12-pack. Like, I'm not even joking. It was so good.
At your barbecues, y'all burgers and dogs barbecues?
No. You know that. You know we don't do that.
Come on, come on. That's right, you are. Yeah, what do y'all do? Y'all don't do the roasting pigs and all that.
Nah, no roasting pigs. We do. We set up the parrilla, and we have a lot of meat.
Okay. Greg, you a burgers and dogs guy?
Yeah, I like burgers and dogs.
Yeah, I'm not coming to your barbecues.
Okay, well.
I need some real meat. You can't just give a whole bunch of grown-up burgers and dogs, Greg.
Yeah, you got to come to my house for the real meat.
Well, I'll say the last time I had... That was an interesting comic, right?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
You saw Greg's face. He lost train of thought.
Come on.
Yeah, we were talking about premature celebration earlier. They were saying, get the real meat. Like,
huh?
Solana, no thanks, man. I mean...
Yeah, that's one of my rules, Greg.
Ooh. Well, the last time we had a barbecue, we did make some steak as well, but we had some burgers and some hot dogs as well because we had some kids there too.
So. And that's my point on the whole topic is you can have some dogs and burgers for the kids, but if you're gonna have a bunch of grown-ups over your house, you can't just have burgers and dogs, man. I hate burgers and dog barbecues. Need some chicken, some steak,
grilled chicken. You like grilled chicken?
I can do chicken. I can do steak. I'm a rib guy. You go ribs, I'm good to go. Maybe a smoked little pork butt or something. Just some real food. Don't give me burgers and dogs. I'm a grown. That's teenage stuff. That's children stuff.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I don't anticipate that I'm going to have a barbecue that fits your requirements anytime soon. But if I do, I'll let you know.
You invite me, man.
Yeah.
I'll bring the beer.
Bring the Funky Buddha.
There we go.
Good to go. Just as long as Solana doesn't bring any of his meat, then you know, we'll provide our own. If you're just tuning in, Woj has tweeted to all of us, everybody out there in the Twitter world. I don't want to make it seem like he just is like, hey, you know, you guys are doing the show down there in Miami. I want to let you know the deal's been finalized. He has let the world know that the Jimmy Butler deal is complete with the Heat. The Clippers are added as the fourth team in this trade that also includes Philadelphia and Portland. So basically what happened is you heard Solana mention this in the update at the top of the hour, but Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard were part of the Portland trade to Miami to get Hassan Whiteside. The Heat basically turned that around and moved Harkless to the Clippers, and also a first-round pick. We don't know what year, but a future first-round pick. So Harkless and a future first-round pick to the Clippers. Obviously, you've got Jimmy Butler coming to Miami, Josh Richardson going to Philadelphia, and then Portland's involved as well. So those are the four teams, and this is essentially how this all played out. Woj also goes on to confirm that Butler's getting his four-year, $142 million max deal. It also says the Clippers get their future first-round pick to take on Harkless, who is another starting-level forward with significant playoff experience to surround potentially Kawhi Leonard. So the Mavericks, that whole thing fell through. Goran Dragic is staying put. Derek Jones Jr. staying put. Kelly Olynyk staying put. So everything we thought that happened last night, even into this morning, that some of these other Heat players would leave, really the only player they're losing in this deal is some guy they would have drafted in a few years in Josh Richardson, yeah. Which is pretty incredible when you consider the way this all plays out. Now, obviously, you get rid of Whiteside, so I don't want to exclude that from the conversation, but that, I think, technically is involved in a different deal. I don't know. I'm still a little confused by this, aren't you?
Yeah, and then the money still, they still had to work some stuff out. So this isn't the end of it. It's just working. They're bringing the teams in, right?
Well, correct. We still don't know exactly. Yes. But the bottom line is I feel really, really good when Adrian Wojnarowski says the deal is complete. The Jimmy Butler deal is complete with the Heat. That to me is the most important part.
And I like it, the whole situation, the whole day, everything that happened. And now with all the additions, just, you know, working out the logistics of this whole thing is that Pat Riley is building the team the way he did it in the past. Mm-hmm. It's not trying to draft guys and find lower tier little guys to piece in and get a second round pick to work out. He's working the room. He's working this free agency like he's done. Why they started calling him the Godfather? Why he gets sit? You know why he gets to sit down with all the top free agents? Because he knows how to work it. We've been talking for a long time about we're irrelevant. We're going into this free agent period with. It was like you look on the shows about the potential free agents coming up. There were pages and pages of potential free agents, all the way from the Lopez brothers, all the way up to Kawhi. Like there was a range of these free agents, and the Heat were not a part of anything. We had no money left. We had no assets to trade. We had nothing. And the Godfather, which we talked about earlier in the show, if you weren't listening, that he had to swing me back. I thought, Patton got a little old. The big three was his last run. Now Wade retired. Maybe Riley goes on out the door, and with the new start post Wade, we might have a post Riley. This is encouraging to me to what he's doing right now, getting four teams involved of getting rid of Whiteside and bringing in Butler. This is exciting for me. I'm brought back around on Riley and excited about the construction of the roster.
The other part of this, which is humorous, is that among the many memes and different things that were popping up on social media last night or in some of the different discussion was that can you imagine if Jimmy Butler was fed up with the likes of Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins and some of the guys who were there in Minnesota who are, you know, pretty darn good players. Imagine what he's going to be like if he couldn't put up with them and now he's got to deal with Whiteside. Like, what's that going to be like, right?
He slapped him.
Right? I mean, like, you knew there was going to be some sort of issue there where Jimmy Butler was going to put him in his place. I heard one of the national reporters, I'm going to forget who it was, earlier today on TV say that Jimmy Butler, at one point in his career, got into an assistant coach's face and started cursing him out, not because he had a disagreement with him, but because he said the assistant coach wasn't coaching him hard enough. Like, basically, like, hey, you're not doing your job. You need to keep me accountable. Like, that's just the kind of his mindset, his mentality. He's a little nuts when it comes to that, but ultimately in a Pat Riley type of way, right? Like, Pat Riley loves that kind of stuff. So you can imagine if he was dealing with, you know, Whiteside shows up to practice one day and he's like, finds out he's not going to start or something, and he's like moseying around on practice and not giving his full effort. Like, that could have absolutely had fireworks written all over it. We'll never get to see that come to fruition now that Whiteside's been out of town. But I think it just goes to show you that Butler coming down here and Whiteside leaving, it's the perfect table setter for what we should expect from this team moving forward.
Oh, yeah. And the story about Butler, which I love this side. When he got to Minnesota, he picked up all the backup guys and went out and whooped the hell out of the starters and was talking trash to them the whole time. That mentality is what the Heat love. They love that. And who's the most edgy Heat player right now on the roster? Who has that? Who would you call first if you were getting in the fight?
On this Heat roster? Well,
minus Butler.
James Johnson, because he's
the karate man.
Like MMA and all that stuff.
But, I guess like the mentality of
Udonis.
Like that, yes.
Yeah.
That Udonis mentality. That, who was it, Lance Stevenson. And everybody remembers what he said to Lance when he took a shot at Wade. Like, that is what Jimmy Butler is going to bring.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler got edge to him. Jimmy Butler got some attitude to him. The whole Minnesota story where he went to cussing people out. I haven't even heard the coaching story where it's not about you're messing up coaching. I want you to get tougher on me.
Right.
I want you to coach us harder, get us better. That is right, plays right into what Heat culture is. The Heat culture of working hard and all that. I'm not poo-pooing on Heat culture. But it's the mentality of going out there and going at it every day as hard as you can to get better. the whole thing about being in shape and body fat and all, if you're a professional athlete, you should have that. If you don't have that, you're not going to be in the league that long, to be honest.
Yeah.
But that mentality of the killer instinct at all time, let's get better. Let's go out here and work to become great. That's what Jimmy's going to bring. I think his mentality off the court, just his personality on and off the court, is going to help this team out a lot to be that leader and to also add a piece later on. We're still talking about that. This roster isn't set to compete, but Jimmy is a starting piece to continue to add pieces and rebuild another championship caliber team down here in Miami.
Yes. Want to read a couple of tweets that we see here on social media. Bobby Marks, first thing from ESPN, says, barring another roster move, which is certainly possible, Miami would likely have to waive Ryan Anderson and the $15.6 million guaranteed portion over three seasons. The waive and stretch likely will be necessary for the Heat to stay under the $138.9 million tax apron. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald goes on to tweet, those who spoke to the Heat today say they would like to follow Butler with another significant move if they can. Unclear if they can. Washington pursuit would be difficult in terms of Beal to achieve, with owner assuring Beal he won't be traded, but Heat has tried. So Barry also writes, so it's ultimately Richardson, Whiteside, and a first-round pick for Jimmy Butler and Myers Leonard. One unavoidable negative is needing to have $5.2 million cap hits for Ryan Anderson each of the next 3 years instead of $15.6 million all at once, unless the Heat can shed more salary over the next week. So still some work to go. Ultimately, this is a great haul for them, especially when you consider what they're giving up. I know Josh Richardson's a nice player, but give up him and Whiteside in a first-round pick to get Jimmy Butler and Myers Leonard, phenomenal. The other part of this, too, is if you believe this, they may not be done. I mean, I don't want to create unrealistic expectations, but they have already shattered my expectations for what they were going to do. So who knows at this point, Channing, right?
Oh, like, keep like moving
the pieces. The Godfather's got his mojo back.
Well, he said, what did he say, he's orca hunting now?
Orca hunting, yes.
That's what he said.
No more whales.
No more whales, the orcas, the killers, whatever. You know, I asked a couple of people, what does that mean in Riley translation? But he wasn't lying. He went out and added some pieces, went out and moved some pieces, so he's not sitting still. That's what frustrated me the most, was us sitting still, adding a backup point guard, sitting still. We're not sitting still, and that's what invigorates me about what's going on with the Heat right now. And my man Riley, I'm going to go back to my man Riley. He wasn't my man Riley for a couple years.
Mm.
He was Pat Riley. Now he's my man Riley.
Well, maybe he'll consider retiring 52 at American Airlines Arena. Who knows? All right, we got one more segment to go. Heck, for all we know, there's going to be another move made during the commercial break. We'll come back, wrap up the show after this. Kevin Rogers coming up at 6 o'clock. Radio.com. Radio. Radio.com. We're back here on 560 WQAM in the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Greg Likens alongside Channing Crowder. Hawk on vacation. Alex Solano with us as well. Kevin Rogers in the house. He's going to take over at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to listening to him. Man, so much to talk about today.
Yes.
Jay, we could have been on for another couple of hours.
It's going. Know,
because there's so much going on. But we'll have plenty of time, four more hours tomorrow. We got some other stories to get to tomorrow that we had to kind of push to the side as well because of all the Heat news today.
Yes, and the people that listen to the show, we actually had the conversation today. Hey, a lot more BS tomorrow. But the NBA has made free agency the day after, like the day after the draft, the day after the championship. Like, they make it so big and they do it so well that, hell, you have more storylines you can talk about.
Well, that's true. Like, I know that you and I both enjoy watching basketball, enjoyed watching the Toronto Raptors win the NBA Finals, but we have more to talk about today than after that championship series ended.
Oh, heck
right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it includes all the teams, and since we have activity for the Miami Heat, that makes it more personal to everybody in South Florida. But still, like, they ended up a championship. They concluded a season, and it's like, okay, on to free agency. Like, we're all on to the next thing. And now it's here, and now we're just diving headfirst into all of it. And it's been wildly entertaining. I actually feel bad for Panthers fans out there today because, you know, the Panthers made, you know, four significant moves, including getting a goalie that they're going to pay, you know, $10 million a year or thereabouts, right?
Yes.
And now we're talking about all the Jimmy Butler and Hassan Whiteside and all that. So the Panthers will get their due. But right now, man, the NBA has taken over the sports world.
And to the Panthers' point, you know, we'll talk about it later on in the week, but adding a proven coach. Since they got rid of Gallant, they had Rowe and they had Bugner and those guys, unproven guys, so you get Quenneville in. We know Luongo, which he retired, so he wasn't what he was at his prime, even though he's probably the most pop, you know, most famous and Hall of Fame. I heard Randy Moeller told me he was between the third and the fifth best goalie of all time. I can't say. Of all time. Because wow. I was seeing some lists of his save percentage and different stuff he did. He was top five of all time. So you had to replace him. And we bring in Bobrovsky. Is that, I got it right? Bobrovsky? Yes.
Sergei
Bobrovsky. So you have your established coach who's already a Stanley Cup winner. You have a top-level goalie. And you still have all your young puppies. All your young guys you drafted, and Barkov and Trocheck and those guys. This is the Panthers now probably have the best chance of winning a championship in South Florida.
You can make that argument, right? Because a lot of it depended on if they were going to get this goalkeeper, if they were going to get some of these players in free agency, and so far they're coming through. And with Joel Quenneville, you're right. I mean, it's an exciting upcoming season for Panthers hockey. So, you know, in due time, we'll be discussing all this. But I do kind of feel bad for everybody who's into that because it's like, and you just cannot hide the fact that Jimmy Butler, Hassan Whiteside leaving, everything NBA related right now is just absolutely the top of the list for every market to talk about, whether you got a basketball team or not. I mean, that is the top sports news. And we had so many texts today, which we always appreciate. People all over the place. People were criticizing us earlier for saying, hey, the deal isn't done yet. And we had the honor of being on the air when the Woj bomb came through that said the Jimmy Butler deal is done. Four teams involved, the Trailblazers, the Sixers, the Clippers, and the Heat. And ultimately it got done. The Heat essentially, in that deal, get Jimmy Butler and Myers Leonard. They ship Josh Richardson to Philadelphia, Hassan Whiteside to Portland, and then Mo Harkless and a future first-round pick to the Clippers. So Myers Leonard, Jimmy Butler coming to the Heat. And a four-year, $142 million contract handed out to Jimmy Butler as well. So not a bad first 24 hours of free agency for the Heat.
Movement, money, players, that type of stuff. But roster-wise, we added Jimmy Butler. We got rid of Jay Rich and Whiteside. Mm-hmm. Whiteside's a positive get rid of. Jay Rich is a young star. Will Jay Rich ever be Jimmy Butler? I don't believe so.
I don't think so. He had his opportunity this past season. They gave him every shot. Like, they didn't go through with the Jimmy Butler deal with the Timberwolves to give him a chance. And I thought he got more inconsistent as the season went on, especially offensively. Defensively, he's always a good player. But offensively, he does not appear like he's ready to take that next step.
Heat are hands down a winner of the first day of free agency.
It's been a good day. Solana's all pumped up. We're all pumped up.
Keeps nodding his head with that little bun on it.
I can't wait to see what happens between now and 2 o'clock when we're back on the air.
Something crazy.
Something will.
Oh, Riley's working, baby. Riley's drinking Red Bull and taking no dose. Riley's on working.
In the meantime, since we can't go any longer, Kevin Rogers will take you from now until 8 o'clock. So stay tuned. K. Rogers in the house. He'll have plenty of discussion about all the big news today. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Solana, great job as always. I'll be back tomorrow in for Hawk. So tune in starting at 2 o'clock. In the meantime, have a great night, everybody.
My man, Riley. Was that Olivia Nunn?
Olivia Munn.
Yeah, she was talking because I like her. I'm a fan of Olivia Munn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.